Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Cassis does it again! It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over!
All right, we're back. Playtessie episode 292. It's a Who Says No Friday. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Rate 5 stars. Find us on all the socials at Playtessie, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You know the drill. Sammy's here. It's Gordo here. And Pat is here to do his second Who Says No of the offseason. And I'm excited because, Pat, I don't know if you know this, but the winter meetings, if you're listening on drop day, winter meetings start in 3 days. So this is Trade Central. Like, you're on the hot seat today.
That doesn't make me feel good. But it might. We'll see. Because I think I was going to warn you guys, but Sammy asked me not to. There is a lot of nuance to it. Like, there's outside factors that make the trade make sense. But I'll kind of leave it at that. So are you guys ready?
Do the intro. Yeah.
I am right now poolside in Miami.
Hi, I'm Bo Bichette. This is Who Says No on Playtessie.
See, here's the thing. A trade like what I haven't seen this trade. I'm just basing this off of what you just said. Trades like this are always interesting because you can explain yourself here and and the people who listen to the show will get it. But there's going to, like, what is it, like 99% of the people that will see the trade will not hear a word of this, and you'll get flamed for it.
Red Sox hang up the phone and laugh.
Yeah, like, this is one that I know before I even put it out into the world, I'm going to get hate mail, I'm going to get mean DMs, I'm going to be called a non-ball knower by the incels in the replies. That's
you don't know ball. Wait.
Did you say hate mail, dude? Like, people are gonna write you a letter? I thought you were talking about DMs, but then you said DMs
It was funny because I corrected myself. I meant hate mail as a DM, and then So
someone sends you like a carrier pigeon with a really mean message.
Did you guys, when you were kids, ever send fan mail? Did you ever hear back from anyone? You didn't send anything?
No.
Kinda. I used to send letters to the Red Sox with my trade ideas when I was like,
who says no,
12 or 13. Yeah, I was like, you guys really need a left-handed pitcher. I'm 13, and I know how to read stats a little bit. So here you go.
When I was in fifth grade, I mailed a baseball to Jacoby Ellsbury. And 2 days after I mailed it out, something came out where it was like, yeah, Jacoby Ellsbury is like charging money for any autograph that he signs or something, that if you send him something in the mail. And I was like, well, shit, I'm shit out of luck with that baseball. And he still sent it back and signed it. So shout out Jacoby Ellsbury for that. Hell yeah.
All right, Pat, let's go.
Yeah, let's hear your trade, Pat.
Okay. So common theme, common name, someone who's been coming up in a couple of the Who Says Knows. It's a Jaren Duran one. So before I even pose this to you guys, I want to explain the nuance to it. This is in lieu of the new information that may be factual from Sean McAdam saying that the Sox will not go over the second threshold, complimentary bat, not going to get two big bats, they're cheap bastards, the whole nine yards. That is a big part of this, like complimentary bat, being fiscally responsible, but also making the team better. So I'll leave it at that. Keep that in mind. So I have Jaren Duran going to the Houston Astros.
Ooh.
In return, they get Christian Walker, $15 million of his $40 remaining paid by the Astros. So it's basically 2 years, $12.5 million for Christian Walker, who, for those of you who don't know, is a guaranteed 20 to 30 home runs, an excellent first baseman, even at his age of 34 right now. Excellent first baseman. So Christian Walker with a good chunk, two-thirds of his contract paid. On top of that, Brian King, who I will take it to my grave, is the most underrated reliever in baseball. 96 career games between this year and last year, 2.67 ERA. He does not throw hard. He tops at about 92. He is 98th percentile in walk rate and gets enough swing and miss where he's still in the 70th percentile for strikeouts. He is just a great bullpen arm. And he's controlled through 26, 27, 28, and 29. So you get 4 years of a already established, very good back-end reliever. And the last piece coming back to the Red Sox is number 93 prospect in baseball, second baseman Bryce Matthews. Bryce Matthews had an 829 OPS in 112 games this year in AAA, 40 stolen bags, really good glove at second base. And yeah, he's just projects to be an everyday second baseman with some decent speed and a great glove. So all in all, the Sox add their quote unquote complimentary bat on a reduced rate, which ideally opens them up to add to the rotation as they should. They get a little bit of pop in Christian Walker. They get a much needed non-Aroldis Chapman lefty reliever at the end of the bullpen, and they get a top 100 prospect in return for just Jaren Duran straight up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sam, you want to take this one first?
Yeah, well, first of all, Pat, credit to you for being creative. I didn't have any of those guys on my radar. Christian Walker, in the last, 4 years, 27 home runs last year, and then it goes 26, 33, 36. So, yeah, good bat. Won 3 consecutive gold gloves at first base. It's first base, but that's a nice little bonus. Obviously, I'd like the Red Sox to do better with Jaron Duran in a trade. But, you know, if this is like February and it's starting to get a little bit hairy and you're like, all right, we got to make moves. We got to address X, Y, and Z with this roster over here in Boston. I wouldn't hate it. It's definitely not the first way I would go, but I think Christian Walker, he was basically an average bat overall last year. Ice cold start, and then was hot to end the season, or at least in the second half, he was better. Maybe not hot, but he was better. So I think he'll have a better overall season in 2026. I don't think that's a hot take at all. Like I said, you get the defense. King, good reliever. That would be a good bullpen ad. I don't think that really needs much explaining. Solid ad. And then Bryce Matthews. This is the part where I think Houston might be like, oh, Matthews. And the only reason I say that is because Houston's farm blows. And if they don't have Bryce Matthews, plural, right? Matthews with an S?
Matthews, yeah.
Matthews, multiple Matthews. That's another bonus. Then their farm is maybe the worst in Major League Baseball. Do they care? I'm not sure, but probably. So I really don't know who says no in this one. It really depends on when the trade is happening. In December, there's no shot the Red Sox do this. But like I said, if it comes down to the wire and there's a little bit more pressure on Craig Breslow, I think maybe he says yes. From the Astros' perspective, I think it's a higher chance that they say yes, just because they're getting the best player in this deal, which I think a lot of the times is what teams look for, who's getting the best player. So if I had to choose, I would say Red Sox say no, but this is a very creative, very close who says no. So good job, Pat.
I agree, very creative. And the thing that's so interesting to me, and if you listen to our last podcast, we talked about Jaron Durant's trade value. And it's so funny to me to hear like the evolution of the conversations surrounding Jaron Durant's trade value. Like you go back to following last season when he had the incredible year, and it's like, okay, well, we're not dealing, 4 years of Jaron Duran for anything less than 4 years of a star pitcher, right? Like if we're going to deal our star hitter, it's got to be for a controllable star pitcher. Then he gets off to this not good start to the year, and it's like, oh, if they're going to trade an outfielder at the deadline, maybe it's Duran, but his value is probably bad, and I'm like, some of these offers that I'm seeing people put out there are terrible. And then we get to the deadline. He's playing his ass off. He's playing great. And it's like, now we're talking, oh, are the Padres about to put LDV on the table? One of the top 3 to 5 to 7, whatever prospects in the game for Duran. Then Duran has a terrible finish to the year, has a terrible postseason. I'm seeing offers. Oh, like we'll trade Duran for this reliever. And now it's like, now we're, oh, the Red Sox are holding Duran's value super high. And it's like, oh, they're valuing him as a 7 WAR player. Sammy?
I put out a joke tweet that I thought people would know is a joke. And it was like 3 middle relief pitchers that I could see the Red Sox trading for Jaron Duran for. And people were like, I think they could do a little better than this. Like, I was That's like, dude, this is a joke. Guy. Jared Koenig from the Brewers? Like, I think, you know what the issue was, is I put Estrada in there. Like 1 for 1, like people thought I was serious about that, and so that was my mistake. But like,
you weren't the only one who had his value. It's like, you know, oh, there's these guys that become so overrated that they become underrated, and then guys who become so underrated that they become overrated. And Duran has gone through this cycle back and forth like 4 times in the last 2 years, and now we're at the point because of what we talked about on the last podcast, where it feels like the fan perception of his value is a little bit higher now than maybe it probably is. Pat, you've kind of put it right in the middle here. That's where I find this trade. This it's got a top 100 prospect, it's got a relief pitcher, and it's got a major leaguer. To me, I think the Astros get the better end here because A, they get the best player in the deal, as Sammy said. B, they're saving guaranteed money you know, maybe by the end of Durant's contract, they end up spending more, but it's not guaranteed money. And they only have to, I mean, I shouldn't say only, a top 100 prospect is a top 100 prospect, but it's not like they're giving up a top 30-ish guy here. So I think the Astros would say yes to this. They, Pat, you smartly linked them because they are looking for outfield help, star outfield help. Who's the, is it Myers they're looking to
trade? Myers is available.
Like, he can defend.
They want a starter.
Yeah. If Myers can get a controllable starter, it's another one of those things. Like, if he can get a controllable starter, like, what can any, like, outfielder that's actually good get? But I have the Red Sox saying no here because I just don't think that they get anything that moves the needle for them. Like, Christian Walker, I don't dislike him. Like, if we get later in the offseason, it's like, oh, and they haven't gotten their second ad. It's like, okay, you could get Christian Walker and he could be a serviceable secondary ad because everything else fell through. But, like, is that where I want the Red Sox focusing Jaron Duran when they could get Christian Walker pretty much for nothing? And I know the money-wise, they're not going to take all that money on. But, like, even if you're eating just half the contract, if you took the other two players out of this deal, you could get Christian Walker by giving up substantially less than Duran. So why wouldn't they just do that first?
Gordo, here we go. I got a question for you. Would you prefer the Red Sox make this trade that Pat has laid out or keep Duran? If those are the only two options, let's in a world where those are the only two things the Red Sox could do, what would you prefer?
Well, let me ask a follow-up to your follow-up. If they keep Duran, am I allowed to trade another one of the outfielders, or am I keeping all the outfielders?
You're keeping them all.
Can I trade Yoshida?
Yoshida, you have DFA'd.
Oh, then I would keep Duran.
Okay.
Because I mean, if you told me that they signed Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber, then I would probably opt to trade Duran. I would take pennies on the dollar if I've got a no doubt about it DH option.
You know what my issue with this is? When there's a trade that's quality for quantity, I don't love being on the quantity side. And that's what it felt like with Heim Bloom a lot of the time. You'd get like three pieces, and if one of them hits, then maybe you can recoup the value of the guy you just moved. That's kind of sort of how I feel about this trade, which is not 100% fair because you are getting a fringe top 100 guy. I think you said he's 93rd right now, Pat. So he's on the lower end, but Bryce Matthews is still a good prospect. King, whatever, relief pitcher. But yeah, it's just, if this was the last ditch effort, the only option they had, obviously I wouldn't be thrilled about it, but I would understand.
But how realistic is that with the amount of teams that are looking for outfield help? Like, the market,
I don't think,
favors, if, yeah. Like, I just, to me,
maybe Breslow's bad at his job. If it comes down to something like this, is Breslow just a bad GM?
If it's like a one team thing and you have one offer on the table, then you're right. Then that's an indictment on him. Like, to me, the market favors the Sox in such a way that they should be able to get, whether it be a major league starter, like a stud starter, and you're trading Duran and Moore, or if that fails and you want to trade an outfielder and you're going to get prospects, you should be able to get a no doubt about it stud prospect in a deal for Duran. Like, whether it be Duran and Moore for a stud at the major league level or Duran for a stud at the minor league level and more, like, there should be a centerpiece coming back to the Red Sox if they're going to deal a player of his stature.
Cole Reagans, baby.
God. Yeah. Alex Speer had no idea the mess he was creating by putting that quote. It's not even his fault. Like, the Royals GM said it.
I've been thinking about Cole Reagans nonstop for 5 straight days now.
It's unhealthy.
But that was, dude, Pat, that was great. That's a,
I try
don't
to
know
go.
What reaction is going to be like. On.
Yeah,
people are going to be like, Walker's washed up. King doesn't move the needle. Bryce Matthews not that good. But, like,
the money needs to be in the graphic. I don't think we've ever included money
in
the graphic.
No, that has to be in the graphic. Yeah.
So what's the money? So he would be getting 12.5, you said?
So you're basically paying him 2 years, 25.
2 years, 25. So the luxury tax impact would be 12.5. And that is an increase of about 4.8 over Duran. Yeah. Call it 5 over Duran. So is it worth...
That was 30, the big rationale with this trade, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Was,
do you have
was
about 39? Sorry. You got about 39 million worth of quote unquote space with this imaginary cap. This would take up probably six, because then you have King as well, who is another mil. So is it worth that? Would reduce it to 33 million. And then you got to get Bregman in there. And then that makes it like you have eight left. And oh, and you know who makes 8 million? Freddy Peralta. Boom. There you have it. Bregman, Walker, King, Peralta, Red Sox, cooking.
That's the thing, is like it adds what, 6 million, but it does fill, like the Red Sox need to add a secondary bat.
Or that,
I shouldn't say that. They need to add two primary bats, but they think they need to add a primary and a secondary, whatever. Second bat, and they also need to add a lefty reliever. The combination of, let's say, of one of those secondary bats who will probably make 14-ish million a year, plus a lefty reliever who will probably make 6 million, that's 20 million. Pat's bringing it in here for a $6 million increase, and he's giving up a surplus. Like, they still have three starting outfielders. So financially, it does make sense. Like, if they're and you could rework this around a number of different organizations and potential DH options.
Spin zone. If the Red Sox have Narvaez at catcher, Walker at first base, let's say Marcelo Meyer at second, Story at short, Bregman at third, and then the current outfield alignment they have minus Duran, do they go from the team that leads the league in errors to maybe the best defensive team in baseball?
I'll tell you.
That is a defensive team.
if the team that you just laid out there was not a top two defensive team in baseball, then there's something in the water in Boston, because there's nothing they can do.
Your worst defender is Trevor Story. That's a good place to be.
Yeah. No, your worst defender is the pitchers. They sucked at PFPs last year.
That's why they shouldn't have gotten rid of Chris Sale, dude. He's a Gold Glover. That's why. Not the Cy Young.
You know who I think led the team in errors from the pitching staff? I think it was Bernie.
I was going to say, wasn't it Bernie? I don't know why I had that in my head, too.
That's why they traded him, dude.
I don't know why I know that number off the top of my head, but I think he had eight.
You're like, we got to improve the defense. Dude, wait. No. There's no way he had eight errors.
I'm telling you, I think.
I'm going to see if I can find. All right, fielding. He had four errors in 2025.
Okay.
I was going to say, if he had
four, is still a lot for a pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like one every. What's 50 divided by four? That's a lot of math.
That's one every 2 weeks, basically.
Wild pitches do not count as errors, but pass balls do, correct?
I think it's the other way around, because the pitcher. Yeah, because if you throw the wild pitch, it's not the catcher's fault. But if it's a pass ball, it gets past the catcher.
I'm saying the catcher gets an error for the pass ball. But the pitcher does get an error for a wild pitch? Because if that's the case, then there's
no. Wild pitch.
Okay, yeah,
error is just straight up playing defense.
Yeah, and then the Narv has a lot of errors from the catcher's interference, which is just a bad habit, not really a skill issue, just a bad. Yeah.
So
habit, but that's I guess that makes this team that we've laid out a little bit more appealing. You would have airtight defense.
Crochet led the Red Sox in innings, so I'm pulling up his. Oh, he didn't make an error last year, so maybe
that's why he. Yeah, dude, this well, that's how you really win good. Championships. You win championships via pitcher FBs. Defense.
Who threw the second most innings on the Red Sox last year? Was it Giolito?
Bayo, 160 something.
Bayo, let's see how many Bayo had. This is riveting podcasting. We're looking at pitcher errors.
Dude, this is the shit I love. I love weird stats like this.
Bayo had two errors. He has four career errors. Bernie may have led the team with four errors.
I'm telling you, dude. I think he did.
Dude, who says no's go off the rails? What were we? There was a couple who says no's ago. What the hell? We got on something. We got on Wade Boggs' number being retired by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays on a who says no a couple weeks ago.
The weird relationship between him and the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Rays.
Yeah, and now we're on Bernie potentially leading the Red Sox in errors, which feels more and more likely with every pitcher I look up here. Yeah, for pitchers.
Yeah. But to put a bow on it, that was a really good Who Says No. I love when we get bizarre ones like that are weird as hell, but like you think about it, you talk it out, and you're like, that kind of makes sense.
Sammy, officially, like the official finale, Who Says No?
I think the Red Sox say no, but the chances of them saying yes go up with each day that passes by.
That's fair. I'll have the Sox saying no. Don't let this outfield thing get past the winter meetings, please.
Oh, you think it's going to happen? Like,
no, I'm saying please. I'm not saying I think. I have no idea. But please do not let this get to like February 10th. And we're talking about pitches and catches, but they have all these. Please, for the love of God, just have it sorted out.
That's when I don't feel good about Breslow, is when he's in a time crunch, like the trade deadline. That's,
which is like,
yeah, okay, I'm with you. Yeah. Don't let it get there.
He like went and got Sonny Gray early, and he said something in the presser that to the ilk of like, oh yeah, like,
yeah.
I just, when you have something in front of you, sometimes it's best to just act on it. And I hope he takes that advice for the outfield trade too. Pat, do you have a side that you lean towards?
Yeah, I do think the Sox say no. I think just with how the outfield market is, they can do better. The main premise that I kind of went with for this one is filling as many roster holes as they can without spending a ton of money to keep their options open for, you know, a number two starter, all that kind of stuff. That was the main thing. And I tried to get creative where it was still like a good package coming back. I would hope that they're able to get better value and just sack up and spend money. But because I don't think they will, that's kind of how I landed on that package. I do lean the Sox saying no, but I do think, though, if they took that and then went out and got a number two, I could live with that. I could live with that.
If they're also bringing back Bregman, we're assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's going to do it. Episode 292 of Play Tessie. Solid Who Says No Friday for us. Next podcast you'll hear from us will be dropping on the official day one of the winter meetings, but we'll be recording it. People will be filtering in through the hotels in Orlando. Like, it's time. Like,
so excited. This is fun. This is a fun part of the offseason. Finally, we've gotten through the, here are 11 teams that might want to sign. Am I?
Yeah. Last year at this time was Juan Soto made his decision on the eve of the winter meetings while we were recording, while we were wrapping it up, actually. Like, we were at the very end, and then he chose the Mets, and we had to stay on and just, like, give our raw reactions of, we knew the Red Sox weren't going to get him. But, like, this is the type of shit that goes down when the winter meetings start. So, get ready. It's, like, one of the rare weekends of the year where it's like, okay, I'm ready for this weekend to be over as it's starting because winter meetings on Monday. But
yes, sir.
That'll do it for this one, though. Episode 292. Good job, Pat, on a Who Says No Friday. Remember, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. Find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. That's going to do it for this one. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, it is Gordo. For episode 292 of Play Tessie, thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.